Hi there. Welcome to the Animals Naturally podcast with me, Suzanne. The aim of this podcast is to give you ideas and tips on how to care for your animal more naturally. Whether your animal is large or small, there's a whole world of holistic approaches and complementary therapies that you can use. I'm founder of Taranet, a leading international natural animal healthcare information hub at taranet.co.uk. In this episode of the podcast, I'm pleased to introduce you to Jonathan Lowe as my guest speaker. He's going to be talking to us about ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is a fascinating therapy, and Jonathan has an excellent website at o3vets.com, of which he is founder, where he provides training, information and resources for ozone therapy using with animals around the world. Without further ado, let's get started with the interview. Cool. So welcome, Jonathan. Can you tell me a bit about how you came to develop O3 Vets and your interest in ozone therapy?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for having me, first of all. But it all started back about 10 years ago. And I was working on the human medicine side of things in a similar kind of field. And I went to this conference, this weird holistic veterinary conference in Kansas City, I think it was, here in the United States. And I was going as an exhibitor to try to drum up interest in this. And I've never kind of delved into the field of animal medicine at all. So this was like my first experience at it, and didn't have any marketing materials for animals. I was fully unprepared and brought a few banners from our human booth and stuff that we used at different shows. And it was an epic fail. The conference went really poorly, didn't sell a thing. But it kind of started my journey into recognizing the need to develop this. Actually, at the time, it wasn't even ozone therapy I was focused on, but I very quickly realized that was a modality that was powerful to treat a lot of different things, and that was being used on the human side. But there were very, very few veterinarians doing it for animals. And so I met one of the few whose name is Dr. Margot Roman, and she's in Massachusetts near Boston. She'd been doing ozone therapy for a long time and was just wholly in with both feet. She was wholly committed to this concept of medicine, and really encouraged me to start developing this and saying, oh, we need somebody, you know, on the business side of things to be helping put things together and advertising it and, you know, doing all those types of things that veterinarians can't really do to drive it forward. And so that's kind of how it started, and it just snowballed, and it's been gradual. It's been a slow, you know, kind of process over 10 years to get to where we're a small business now, doing this and really trying to spread the word.
Yeah. That's really interesting, isn't it? You talk about Margot sort of being like a pioneer in a way, I suppose. She obviously found it. She really found it helpful and just happened to like plug away. And it's great, yeah, finally having someone to help expand that, isn't it? Because having that, as you say, you can't do everything, can you? No matter how passionate you are, and they can see the benefits to get it, spread it out. It's difficult, isn't it, to do? So
yeah,
absolutely, yeah,
absolutely, yeah. And I call Margot the ozone evangelist, because I mean that's like her thing, like she, and now it's microbiome as well. There's two things she focuses on. But anyways, it's you're right. You're absolutely right. We all need each other. One person isn't enough.
Yeah. Since you've been sort of developing your interest in ozone therapy, have you discovered sort of new approaches to helping animals holistically? Have you sort of opened your eyes to how animals can be helped in a sort of non-conformist, that's not quite the right phrase, but certainly mainstream pharmaceutical industry is so obviously really, really big, and people are familiar with that, aren't they? And obviously so many different approaches. Have you found that sort of interest in other how it can be part of a holistic approach, ozone therapy alongside other techniques and approaches?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I've tried to do is really develop the educational side of this. And so we do a summit every year where we have some veterinarians online come together and speak on ozone therapy. And they're always, you know, pretty much all the 300 to 400 veterinarians that I've dealt with on this and helped get going with it are doing a lot of different modalities. They're doing chiropractic, they're doing acupuncture, herbs, you know, they're doing different types of medicine, laser, some rehabs, you know, specialists where underwater treadmill, they're getting animals back to geriatric animals, back to health, and injured animals back to health. And it's large animal, small animal, exotics, you know, it runs the gamut. But this is one of those things that pairs super well with other modalities. And like you said, just coming at this from, it was not something, I was in the human side of things. So I was beginning to get a picture of holistic medicine in general from being involved there on the human side. But now with the animals and seeing the value of everything from nutrition to chiropractic to, you know, other modalities that take into account all of the different ways that a body, whether it's a pet or a human, is made from mind and emotions and the physical aspects and all of the cellular mechanisms, you know, coming together to create health. And that's why when you affect one of those systems, it can have a dramatic effect on another system, and they're all interconnected. And so it is vital and important that we recognize that. And I think one of the big issues in the pharmaceutical industry and with that model is that it takes into effect one aspect, you know, and it tries to maybe downregulate the secretion of a particular protein, you know, which has an effect to help a symptom in an animal. But, you know, how does that interact with and affect all of the other systems? And until we take a more natural approach and are able to allow the body to do what it's intended to do, you're going to have detrimental effects, collateral effects, side effects that we just don't want. And so ozone therapy is one of those things that comes in and it creates what we call an adaptive response in the body. The goal isn't to just keep doing ozone therapy forever. It's to help the body get reset and some of the cells to get reset to be able to do that themselves.
Yeah, that's really interesting, isn't it? I think sometimes people worry, don't they, about taking on a medication or therapy. You got to use it forever sometimes. Yeah, so that's really interesting to be saying that. I think probably be quite yeah, a relief for some people to see actually you can get a benefit from using something for a lesser time, not permanent. But what sort of animals would you commonly expect to receive ozone therapy? It can be any animal or any particular ones?
Yeah, I mean, here in the United States where we are and there in the UK, again, there's not enough veterinarians doing it. In fact, we get people reaching out to us from the UK. Sometimes we're even sending equipment there because there's not enough there on the ground doing it. But the majority of people who are treating are definitely dogs. We deal with veterinarians who are large animal veterinarians. They're dealing with cows and horses, performance animals, whether that be dogs or horses, predominantly those two. Even done camels. They're in the Middle East, you know, there's been a bit, of use there, and exotics too. I mean, there's some zoos that are using it. There's some veterinarians who are exotic animal vets for everything. I've heard of everything from, we've been called from a zoo that wanted to do this on their python. They were actually doing rectal insufflation on their python. I'm like, how do you do that? I didn't understand, it sounded really odd to me, and this is my business. So, it runs the gamut of animals that can benefit from this, which is really makes it a very versatile treatment as well.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So how do you use ozone therapy? You just sort of mentioned a little bit then about the python, but what would somebody expect to see, or veterinarian expect to, how would they expect to use it?
Sure. So administration wise, if we're talking, how do you administer it? There's over 14 ways we can administer it in animals, so a lot. For example, and I break those into two categories. One is systemic and the other is local. So let's say you have a dog that has a tumor. Well, that's probably both a local and a systemic issue, where the entire body is the immune system's depleted. You know, we have these cells that are multiplying and they shouldn't be, and there's some sort of immune disorder, potentially, or immune dysfunction at the very least, that's going on. And so we'll apply it or administer it systemically. One of those ways is rectal insufflation. It's really just, it's kind of like a suppository, where you're using ozone gas and you're infusing it slowly into the rectum, with a rectal catheter and a syringe. And it's the reason we use that method a lot on animals is because it's painless, it's fast, it can be done at home. So some of these animal guardians are coming to us and they're actually getting what they need and going home and doing the treatment at home. And then at the veterinary clinic, you know, again, it's fast, painless, and easy. That's a systemic way. But we can do subcutaneous ozonated saline. So we can infuse saline with ozone and put it subcutaneously. Sometimes we're actually withdrawing blood and we're infusing it with ozone and putting it back in the vein. That's one other systemic way. We call that major autohemotherapy. So that's one way to do it. And then topically, ozonated oils can be applied topically. In fact, I did that this morning on my knee because I just had a knee surgery a couple of weeks ago to repair an ACL. And so, you know, those incisions are needing to be healed. And so one really easy way to do that is through using topical ozone creams and ointments. And so you've got everything from joint injections, topical ozone usage, to doing it in the blood. It really is very versatile as far as how you can administer it.
Yeah, that certainly sounds really helpful, particularly the variety of animals that you potentially can y use it, and also the different conditions as well. Absolutely. Would you ever use more than one method of a
Absolutely. So, at times, again, so I actually, again, this is me personal, but this morning I did more than one method. So I did what we call limb bagging, which was, let's say we have an injured paw. We'll take that paw and we'll enclose it in a special ozone resistant bag, and then we'll just feed ozone gas directly into that area and let it sit in an ozone rich environment. I did that on my leg this morning, and I also applied topical ozone cream. You know, and so that is very common to do two methods at once. If we're treating cancer, let's say, and there is a local tumor, we'll inject around the tumor ozonated an ozonated mixture. It just depends on that can vary. And then we'll also do a systemic administration method as well.
So you on your website, you've got lots of links to some really useful research and evidence about ozone therapy. Is there any in particular that stand out for you as showing its particular benefits? Any sort of
Yeah,
favorite
resource
evidence of it?
wise. Yeah. There's a lot of resources, and most of them are not resources we've put together. Some of them are. If you know, if you are interested, I don't know. You know, people vary. They run the gamut as far as whether or not they care about all of the scientific literature behind a treatment. But if you go to PubMed, which is where we house most of our scientific studies here in the United States. There's about 700 or 800 studies and peer-reviewed articles that are there. So there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, in fact, thousands now of studies and articles available on ozone therapy. I'd say 80% of them are on the human side. But if you're looking for more kind of just practical resources that are like, okay, I don't really care about all that science. I want to know how to do this and I want to see like what it works on. Then we've tried to help put some of that type of stuff together. We have a YouTube channel. So if you go to youtube.com/O3Vets, there's a number of videos From some of the summits that we've put on to different webinars to different how-to videos that we've put on there. So that's a good place to go for the videos. There is a link on our website, o3vets.com, that has, it's called evidence. So there's an evidence tab, and under that tab, there's links to various videos and then to blogs and different articles there and scientific research as well. And then we do have a Facebook group if people are on Facebook and you search ozone therapy for animals. You'll find our Facebook group, and that's a couple thousand people who, you know, are pretty much daily just engaging in conversations surrounding how they're treating their pets with ozone therapy and how that, you know, should work. So those are some resources.
Yeah. No, it sounds like there's an awful lot there for people to look at, really. So it's really, really good, isn't it? For people to have this resource, because I think something people don't or sometimes struggle with, isn't it? As you say, there's a huge range of interest in the evidence, isn't there? And actually the depth of the evidence, and sometimes it's not always as it appears, but when you've got thousands, and I say it's interesting, isn't it, talking about the human evidence, which I know people think, oh, well, does that work for animals? But actually a lot of veterinary science and human science are actually really interlinked really well, aren't they? So it certainly shouldn't be disregarded. Is there any important advice you'd give to people or any to veterinarians about considering ozone therapy they should either use for their own animal or apply for their animal patients? Is there anything you'd really say it's really important to think about?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to consider. So I ask people this question: what are the nutrients we need to survive and thrive? You know, and if you just stop and think about that for a second, most often, you know, it's, well, we need good nutrition. We need clean water. We need good sleep, you know, and then exercise. And, you know, there's things on the emotional health side of things. Most often, even though we're already talking about ozone therapy, people will not even mention oxygen because it's a given, you know, you don't even think about it. But Dr. Arthur Guyton said that this is backed up by a lot of science, that at the cause of basically every known disease on earth, not the cause, but as one of the root issues, is lack of oxygen utilization at a cellular level. So our cells, even though we're breathing and we're taking in oxygen to our body and that's being transported around our body, oftentimes our bodies are not optimized and the cells aren't optimized to be able to utilize that oxygen. So what tool do you have? What kind of, what way do you have to help change that issue and to help fix that problem? And most veterinarians don't have a tool to help with that, really. They might be able to increase oxygen, you know, blood content, or, you know, the oxygen content of the blood, or things like that with laser and different modalities. But as far as helping increase oxygen utilization, there's not really anything. So thinking about it from a veterinarian standpoint, or even a pet guardian who wants a healthier animal, this is a crucial problem, that depletion or the dysregulation of the ability of cells to utilize oxygen is something we can't really address very easily at all. And ozone therapy, that's really where it comes in and does a really fantastic job. So it's a building block to health. It's one of those things that it's not the silver bullet, but it's really a crucial part of the health puzzle that most people can't address in any way. And I would encourage veterinarians and others to consider this, to look at the evidence, and then to really get moving on it, because it's important.
Mm. Have you found of interest, as we talked about this a little bit at the beginning, but have you found interest really gaining over the recent months or recent years in this therapy?
Definitely. Definitely been gaining an interest. There's more and more veterinarians and pet owners who are jumping on board with this around the world, not just here in the United States, but we're a little behind the curve. here in the US. Brazil is probably leading the charge for veterinary ozone therapy. And so we're learning a lot from them. In fact, our chief veterinary officer is from Brazil. He, you know, is head of the organization down there. And so I think it is gaining in popularity. I recently published a book called The Essential Guide to Ozone Therapy for Animals. It unfortunately was the first of its kind. That's why I wrote it. It was not because I thought I was going to sell a lot of copies. I won't. It was because there was no resource for people who are interested in this, or veterinarians who are interested in this. And so I've made a very practical guide to understanding ozone therapy. And in that, there's lots of protocols and there's lots of guidance on how to do this stuff too, because first and foremost, people, I put, you know, a lot of information in there on how it works, but more than anything, people just want to know how to do it. And so that's a lot of the focus, actually.
Yeah. And I was going to ask you about your book. So yeah, it sounds really practical, help for people just to get that information, isn't it? Because, like you say, there's research out there and there's lots of resources you mentioned, but you're having a book that can just be like an ideal starting point for a lot of people, can't it? Just to get their interest and to see it all in one place, really. So that sounds really exciting. So where can people buy that book? I'll put a link in the show notes, but if you can.
Okay. So it's available on our website at o3vets.com, but predominantly people, you know, go on amazon.com or UK or whatever it is over there. Purchase there. So that's the nice thing. That's why it's on Amazon, because, you know, it can actually be distributed then worldwide.
Yeah.
Very quickly and easily, and I couldn't do that.
Absolutely, Amazon is amazing. Like, it gets its critics, but it can be extremely helpful, definitely. Yeah. Can you say about any final thoughts you'd like our listeners to know about ozone therapy, and to them to think about, or anything we've not covered before we close off our conversation?
Yeah, well, I think if we are committed to wanting our pets to live the best life that they can, to really be engaged in caring for animals in the way that we need to, we need to consider the various avenues available to us to do that. This is just one of those avenues. But it's something that needs to take root, and people need to understand why it's important. And so you can do that at some of our summits. We have online courses. We have different ways that I've tried to put together to help people just understand why this crucial aspect of health has been overlooked, and why it's important to kind of get engaged and be utilizing this modality. Whether that's a veterinarian or guardian, you know, so I would just end with that, I guess. And also say thank you for having me and being willing to allow me to speak on this particular topic, which I'm passionate about, here on your podcast.
That's great. Thank you very much for getting in contact to be on the show. So I think it's really, like you said, it's an area of health that people take for granted, isn't it? Oxygen, you think, well, people take a lot of things for granted, don't they? Their health, and actually the basics are the really key things, aren't they? And as you say, it sounds a really, really helpful therapy, and hopefully more people will be interested in this now, both animal guardians, pet guardians and veterinarians. And yes, I'll put links to your website in the show notes, but it's o3vets.com. and yes, thank you very much, Jonathan. It's great to meet you, and speak to you soon, hopefully.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
I hope you found that interesting. Whether you're a pet owner or a veterinarian, hopefully you've now got a better idea of what ozone therapy is and how actually you can use it to help your animal or your animal patients. As was mentioned in the podcast, there's a whole range of resources at o3vets.com. And Jonathan has also written the book Essential Guide to Ozone Therapy for Animals, which you can find on the show notes, and is available on Amazon directly as well. If you've got any more questions about complementary therapies and how they can help animals, then do please visit my website at taranet.co.uk. And you can also contact Jonathan and O3 Vets through their website or on their social media, and I shall put the links on the show notes. But as O3 Vets is the Facebook page, and O3 Vets on YouTube as well. I hope you found that, say, interesting. I certainly have. And until next time, goodbye.